Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Third hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 on this 102.5 The Game here on this Wednesday afternoon. Appreciate Brant Snedeker for finishing up the second hour with us. Good talk with Sneds, as always. Darren McFarland, that's me, representing the south side of town down here in Rutherford County. Willie Donick representing the east side in East Nashville. Chase McCabe anchoring down the west side in Bellevue. Elijah Campbell back at our Wholesale Link Game Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com. We always enjoy our conversations with our next guest, Jordan Matthews, who is in our bracket, Nashville Sports Bracket, the best Nashville athletes of the last 30 years, the Tim Corbin region he is in. Today is the day to vote on the Tim Corbin region. You have 9 more hours to cast your votes. And as I boldly predicted on Monday's show when we unveiled the entire bracket, I said, keep these upsets in mind. Derek Barnett as an 11 seed. Jordan Matthews as an 11 seed. Upset specials. Derek Barnett won yesterday. And right now, what is the latest, Chase, on where our next guest is in the bracket? Is he still leading?
Yeah, he is. He is in control right now. Jordan Matthews leading the way. 65% over Ryan Suter's 35.
The 11 could take down the 6 for 2 days in a row. Jordan, what do you think of that?
I like the sound of that, man. I feel like I've always been an underdog. So, I feel like I'm right on par with my life story when it comes to sports. So I'm feeling pretty good with that 65%. Keep the votes coming in.
I will say this. So we had Vanderbilt guy SEC golfer, player of the year, as Brant Snedeker told us. You certainly have all the credentials at Vanderbilt, so back-to-back Vanderbilt guys. But I will tell you the same thing that I told Brant as we wrapped up, and I've continued to see this push on Twitter. Vanderbilt guys, the Vol fans are now starting to make a push because John Henderson is losing, and Snedeker is beating Juwan Jennings. So there's been a push on social media to get Vols fans to start voting for these guys. So I want you Vandy guys to keep that in mind.
Oh, man. Look, okay, so I'm not going to be as effective right now because I'm currently about to start I'm in grad school right now, and I've got a little break before my next round of classes start. And so I'm not really on social media right now, so I can't lobby for myself. So if you're from Vanderbilt and you're listening, help me out because – I'm off the grid right now. Put them votes in, man. So I can't lobby for myself right now, unfortunately.
You said you're doing grad school, taking classes online. So where are you doing this at Vanderbilt? Where are you doing this?
I'm doing them at Northwestern.
Northwestern.
I can do it remote, distance learning. And so that's what I've been doing. But obviously still training up in Nashville, waiting for a call currently from a team. So we're just kind of waiting this out. Obviously, with everything going on, too, with the virus, everybody's kind of in limbo, especially in the NFL. So we're just being patient, continuing to work out and train. But I actually started grad school last year, during the season of last year. And so I'm about to hit those second round of my second semester of it coming up next week. So just trying to stay well-rounded, I guess, during some of this time.
Yeah, we're not surprised. Our talks with you over the years that you are doing that. So good luck with that one. Hopefully you can fit. When do you think you're going to finish up, you think?
My goal is to finish up by next December. So basically, it's a program where you can get the master's in over the course of 10 classes. You just got to get 10 credits. And so I'm just trying to do 5 a year. And I'll try and usually double up around this time because this is usually that OTA, mm-hmm. you know, time period. So even if I'm with a team, we're always done by like 12 or 2. So my afternoons and nights are pretty, you know, easy. I don't have anything on the weekends. But the second the fall hits, the most you could ever do is one class. And sure. then, I mean, even last year when I was with the Niners, I was only doing one class that whole time we were headed to the Super Bowl. But I was like, there's no way I could handle more than that. So, you know, like I said, trying to always figure out how it works, hopefully be done by next December. So that'd be my goal.
So we're seeing, obviously, so many cancellations and postponements, and we've got nothing, and they seem like they continue to trickle in daily. Yesterday on the show, CMA Fest here in Nashville that early June canceled. Now we learned today Wimbledon has been canceled for 2020. You've been doing this for a long time, and like you said, your money's coming from your profession is in the NFL. A lot of people are wondering, you know, how is this going to affect the football season? So, in your circles, for people you've been talking about, what are the people you're talking to saying about? Are you concerned? Are you worried about this upcoming season?
Well, I would say I think a lot of guys are optimistic. I think some guys might not say it, but they've been kind of a little bit relieved because guys have been wanting to get out of OTAs for the longest. But we wish it was probably under less serious circumstances. So I definitely think a lot of the guys are enjoying this time at home, just being back with their families, despite obviously the tragedy that's going on around the country. But obviously, I think just the way of football, man, everybody's always going to try and look at glass half full. I think you have to be that type of person even to make it in the NFL. So, and nobody ever thinks it's going to be their sport, you know? Like, nobody ever thinks it's going to affect us. And so I still think the NFL, we're probably looking at this thing with rose-colored glasses as far as it not affecting our season. There's a lot of stuff out there about there potentially being a second wave in the fall. I think I speak for everyone. Nobody wants to hear that, and nobody wants to believe that. We know if that probably happens, then the NFL is going to have to make some adjustments. But for the most part, I think that OTAs, minicamp, that's probably going to be a wash. And then they'll just do everything online as far as, like, the draft. Like, that's still going on because they want to keep it business as usual so the start of the season could probably stay the same. So I think that's the goal, and I think that's what everybody believes is going to happen right now.
Jordan Matthews is with us, former wide receiver at Vanderbilt, a fantastic player when he was there, and he's right now in the first-round matchup in the Nashville Sports Bracket. We're trying to get as many of the athletes on as we can. And, you know, Jordan, we've gotten nostalgic, you know, talking yeah. about this kind of thing. And how's my signal coming in? I hope it's all right.
Oh, it's perfect.
Okay, good. So, Jordan, when you were at Vanderbilt, there were some teams really doing some good things. You played on some outstanding Vanderbilt football teams. You know, we know the baseball program was good. The men's basketball team was excellent while you were there. I'm just curious, in yeah. other sports, what other athletes did you maybe form a friendship with or enjoy watching play while you were there? Because a lot of them are in this field right now.
Right. Where's Tony Kemp at on this thing, on this list?
Tony Kemp, he got a tough first-round matchup. We had Tony in there as what is he, guys, a 15
he's a
seed?
15 seed in the David Poyle region. He's going up against Derrick Henry.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all can't do my guy like that. Well, how about this? I'm going to put my word in for Tony Kemp then. This guy, I met Tony when I first got on campus. And, you know, we were sitting there, we were playing NCAA. He looked at me, he said, I'm going to play in the MLB. And I didn't know anything about baseball, and I definitely didn't know Tony. But I looked at him, and I was like, I think you might have to get a little taller, brother. And let me tell you something. He said, you ain't measuring my heart. And that dude went out there and showed me. That's my boy, man. Love that guy to death. One of the hardest working dudes I've known ever since we stepped on campus. He was just a grinder. And he ended up being he was SEC Player of the Year, right? One of his seasons. I think his last season at Vanderbilt. And just a great guy to be around. I know the guys in the Astros, everybody said they loved him. I'm good friends with Dante Pettis from the 49ers. Dante's dad is the third base coach. I'm pretty sure that fact checked me, but the third base coach for the Astros, and he couldn't say enough good things about Tony. So I forged a good friendship with Tony. And I tell you what, I was a huge John Jenkins fan when I was on campus. I just love basketball. And so, and I love shooters. My favorite player growing up was Ray Allen. I love Steph Curry's game. So I've always been a fan of the shooters. And so when John Jenkins was on campus, he was one of my favorite guys to watch for sure. So
John Jenkins is in our bracket too. Let me just say this, Jordan. We are huge, huge fans on this show. Just to kind of let you know, we kind of had like our committee, right? Just like the NCAA, like the tournament committee. Ryan Porth, our program director, was kind of the chair of our committee. And then all of us weighed in. And this was tough to get this down to 64. And I'll just tell you that right now, this show was lobbying for Tony Kemp. Tony Kemp, early on in the process, was not going to make the cut. And we lobbied hard. And why? So we are with you 100%, even though his draw is really, really tough.
Yeah, man, Tony's the man. Like I said, him. What female athletes do we have on this list too? Because we have some good girls basketball players too. Christina Foggy was a really good shooter back when I was at Vanderbilt. Jasmine Lister, Tiffany Clark. We had a lot of good athletes when I was on campus. And I think those are some of Vanderbilt's best years for sure.
Chantel Anderson was representing Vanderbilt on here. She lost yesterday to Roman Yossi. I think the one, once again, and I'll take up for, you know, just the process, it's not easy. One that we probably regret is Alicia Clark down at MTSU.
Okay.
That's just me. I don't know how you guys feel. I probably, you know,
I'd
looking back,
that.
I think she should have found a way on this bracket. So that was probably one that we regret, but you know, it's tough. It's tough to make it all work because a lot of people immediately question, what about this person? Why did this person make it? I mean, I
get
it.
There was a lot of that.
Everybody,
there was a lot of that the last couple of days.
Calling in, man, wondering why they didn't make it, man. So it's all good. Y'all got a tough job, man. It's an honor just to make the bracket. I'll tell you that much.
Well, Jordan, with that, speaking of women's basketball players, I'm curious your perspective. I think a lot of people would love to know your relationship, your thoughts on Candace Story Lee, who was, of course, a women's basketball player back in the day, who is now the athletic director. She's been around for a long time. I know you're very, very familiar with her. Give us your thoughts as she has this great opportunity.
Yeah, I'm really excited for Candace. I know that if there's one thing about Vanderbilt, you know, it's just a very unique school. And I don't think enough people realize just how different the challenge is of Vanderbilt than other institutions, because you can go somewhere else and it's like, hey, this is a football school, you know, or hey, this is a so-and-so. Well, at the end of the day, you come to Vanderbilt, it's like, okay, well, this is a school now. Like, they're going to care about that college ranking just as much as they care about the athletic AP polls and everything like that. And that's a hard thing to balance. And so I think the people who have a lot of success there sometimes are ones who've kind of been acclimated to that environment over a long period of time. And Candace has gone through the ringer. She's played there, you know, basketball during her career. Then she got, I'm pretty sure, undergrad, master's, and PhD from Vanderbilt. So she understands the lay of the land. She understands the culture, the students. And so I'm really excited to see how she does. I mean, if anything, I know, like I said, everything's kind of in limbo right now with the coronavirus stuff going on, but maybe this is just giving them some time to breathe, because it was a crazy year for Vanderbilt. And I think she's been a very calming spirit, you know, at the helm so far, just for athletics, for a lot of the staff. You won't hear anybody say a bad thing about Candace. So I'm really excited to see how she's going to do. I've given my vote of confidence plenty of times, and I told her she needs anything, like, don't hesitate to reach out to me, because I support her 100% in what she's trying to do.
Talking to Jordan Matthews, Vanderbilt football legend, and also, of course, an NFL player. And so, speaking of the NFL, Jordan, the CBA, that's been a big part of the conversation as of late, and it looks like we're going to be moving forward with eventually 17 regular season games. They're adding teams to the playoffs. What are your thoughts on the negotiations and how they went and the ultimate result?
Yeah, man. The hardest part, like I said, the NFL, we're always going to have a hard time coming down to this ground, where this level ground where all the players are in unison with this thing, because you got a lot of the guys, like, I think when Aaron, I know Aaron was very vocal, Russell was very vocal, the Pouncey twins, about, hey, you know, what we're getting for 17 games is not enough. That's not a fair trade-off. And I think mentally all the players agree, but I think financially a lot of the players at the bottom, it's going to just be hard for them to kind of reconcile with putting off work or putting off a chance to, you know, generate income. What's funny is when I was at Vanderbilt, I actually took a class. I actually took sports econ, and we actually were wondering, like, why is baseball CBA? Why is basketball? Why is their player association so successful? And it's just because the discrepancy between the top and the bottom just isn't as bad as it is in football. If the top 1% of guys in football say, hey, we're going to sit out, we're going to go on strike, let me tell you right now, there's another 100 guys sitting outside the door right now. They're like, hey, we'll take that job real quick. And people are going to watch football. Let's just say it like it is. People are going to watch football. Like, the XFL and the AAF still have people that tune in. So people are going to watch the NFL. And when guys know, oh, if you want to sit out, all right, it'll be almost borderline impossible to get all the guys in the NFL to come to this solid conclusion and say, hey, those 17 games, we're not getting enough to put our bodies in harm's way for another week. You know, I think the vast majority of guys are the bottom 50%, the bottom 30%, league minimum vets, rookies that are coming in that are just trying to get a chance. And so when you're kind of in that space, you're not the type of person that's going to want to sit out. You're not the type of person that's going to want to go through a lockout. You want work. You want income. You want to be able to take care of your family. And so sometimes the long game, you can't even see that. You know what I'm saying? And so I feel like that's what we run into a lot. So personally, you know, I won't say how I voted, but I will say that, man, we're in a tough spot, but things are getting better. And I am excited about how things are progressing, but I definitely do think that as a league and as players, we do deserve more. And, you know, hopefully maybe when I'm out of the game and my son maybe comes up and he's in NFL, it's a better game and it's more player friendly. So that's my prayer for the NFL, but we'll see how it goes. And I'm excited for the future.
What about the, you know, I guess the silver lining in this is the rosters will expand. I mean, I think it's only going to go to 55, but that's more jobs for guys. And, you know, you brought it up earlier, you're sitting there right now as a free agent. That has to be something that you look at of, all right, well, there's going to be more opportunity. The practice squads are going to expand. That's something that stood out to me that I liked.
Yeah, and like I said, that's the biggest thing. You've got more guys like that than Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson. Because, trust me, and I love Aaron, and I understand completely how he's feeling. He's like, look, if you're a starting quarterback, an elite guy like him, you don't want to add a 17th game. That's another game you can get hurt. And now only one team gets a bye, okay? You see what happens when the Patriots have a bye going into the playoffs? They run through the playoffs and go to the championship game. You see what happens when a team like the Patriots don't have a bye with a, you know, an older quarterback? It's a little bit harder playing in that wild card round. You know, it's just, if you can get that bye, I mean, look at the Chiefs. The Chiefs were a number two seed. They got a bye and end up having home field advantage in the AFC playoffs, and then go on and win the Super Bowl. Okay, now they're having to play in that first round. And so the veteran quarterbacks, the guys who are making a ton of the money, the guys who are, like, pretty much pulling these teams on their back, they're like, yo, they don't want that extra game, but that percentage of guys is so small. And like you said, man, those extra spots for those practice squad guys, man, guys just want a chance. Guys just want an opportunity to play football and provide for their families. And there's more guys that fit that description than the elite guys who are trying to figure out the best way to get to the Super Bowl, you know? And so, yeah, that's kind of where we stand. I'm big on the little guys, man. I love seeing guys get opportunity. I love more guys just getting paid, getting in, trying to support who they got to support. So, but like I said, man, we could have definitely fought for a lot more, but I still think where we're at, I'm happy, and I think we can definitely it can be better moving forward.
Last thing, Jordan, we talked a lot on the show about Tom Brady and his future and could he possibly end up with the Titans, and there were so many people listening to the show were like, hooey fooey, why are you guys wasting your time with this? He's never going to leave the Patriots. Oh, my gosh, what a joke. Stop talking about this. He's never going to leave New England. Well, he left New England. He is in Tampa. Yeah. What did you think of Tom Brady? How weird is it going to be to see him in a Bucs uniform?
Dude, I mean, that's going to be, honestly, like you said, to see him in a Bucs uniform is going to be weird. The only thing that makes it make sense in my mind, there's three guys. Okay, obviously the two obvious ones, Chris Godwin and Mike Evans, I think probably the best duo in the league right now. I think statistically, I think I'm pretty correct. They're both probably, what, top 10, top 7 in production. So those guys make sense. But Bruce Arians, I don't think enough guys realize how great of an offensive mind Bruce Arians is. He took Carson Palmer when he was young. I mean, when he was older. You know, he took that Cardinals team. They were really successful. And there's another thing about Bruce Arians that a lot of guys in the league knows. He's a great family man. Bruce Arians tells his coaches, he wants his coaches out of there. He don't want his coaches, his players missing time with family. So Tom's older now, you know, and I spent a little bit of time around him, but from the time I spent with him, he is all ball, but you can tell he has a heart, man. I think he's at that point now where he wants to have a great work-life balance. He wants to go out there, put his all on the ball, but he wants to be a dad, too. He wants to spend time with his wife, I'm guessing. And Bruce Arians is the type of coach who's going to know how to get in, get the work done, and get out, you know. And so I think those three guys probably made it very enticing for him to go. It'll be interesting to see. I think the NFC South, I mean, obviously, I think it's going to come down to them and the Saints, but – you know, we'll see. You know, I think Teddy, I love Teddy's game. You know, Panthers, they're going to be, you know, they're going to be competitive. We'll see what the Falcons do, man. They came to San Fran and got the best of us. You know, as long as Julio's on the field, I think they got a good chance too. But I think Tom and them are going to be pretty successful, man. I think a lot of guys, a lot of free agents are going to want to continue to go to the Bucs too with that type of guy there. So we'll see how it goes.
No doubt about it, man. It's always good to talk to you. Can you just do me a favor? Just wait till I retire before you take my job, okay? Can you just do that?
No.
You're just too good.
Look, I'm the one in school. You're the one getting real experience, so I got a long way to go, okay? But I tell you what, I always love being on, guys. Whoever's listening, vote for me. I don't know if I win anything, but it's cool to know that you're still in the game. So I also want to know who else is in my bracket that I need to be looking out for.
Well, if you are able to advance to the second round, you will have the winner of Chris Johnson versus Jalen Hurd. And right now, that is lopsided. It's CJ2K right now.
Yeah, so. Yeah, CJ2K. Look, and, you know, I love Jalen Hurd. And Jalen, if you're listening to this, like, don't beat me up. That brother's tough, all right? Look, CJ2K has got you on that one. So if it's me and CJ2K, I like that matchup. If I'm gonna go down, I'd rather go down to a guy that went for 2,000. You know, back, I made some money off of him in Madden back when I was in high school too. So it'll be cool though.
Very nice.
I won't mind.
Well, good luck. We always appreciate when you visit with us. Thanks for doing this. You be safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
No doubt. Thanks for having me, guys.
Vanderbilt great Jordan Matthews. Always good to catch up with him. We will come back. More of Darren, Donick, and Chase on the other side. ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.